Even when you go to jail, there's always the time that you know that you're going to get out, you know.
Do you feel out of control in your life?
No, I don't feel like it's out of control. I think it's too in control. There's no excitement. There's no passion. There's no, like, it's just like Groundhog Day every day, you know. It's really boring.
Sure wasn't boring to watch, that's for sure. Although she recovered from that earlier meltdown and finished the year strong, Britney Spears has to be high on the top 10 celebrity meltdown list of 2008. Let's get to it this morning with our next guest, originally from Australia, a celebrity life coach, author, expert human behavior and relationships, a neuro-linguistic programming practitioner, and clinical hypnotherapist with a PhD in health psychology. He knows his stuff. He's appeared on Fox News. You've seen him on MSNBC, The Montel Williams Show, lives here in Miami. Good day, Dr. Patrick Juanis. How are you?
I'm doing great, Russ. How are you?
Oh, not bad at all. Happy New Year's to you.
Thank you.
All right, let's run down the list of the top 10 celebrity meltdowns. And how did you compile these? What were the criteria?
Well, I think you just got to start off with a definition. First, an emotional meltdown is simply any active behavior that's self-destructive. But it also entails things such as sheer acts of stupidity, ego, or delusion. And what I mean by that is that people who are in positions of power or fame or have a lot of money sometimes get carried away with the concept that, hey, I can do anything and get away with it. I'm invincible. I'm beyond the law. I'm above the law. But then they also get caught up in the moment where they just lose all sense of reality and engage in stupid behavior. Then there's the subconscious aspect, Russ, where people actually, even celebrities, sabotage their success.
Did you have to redo your list after the Rob Blagojevich incident here?
Well, you know,
or did he make the list?
I guess he does, in a sense, when we go through the list, because I sort of put him in the list of politicians who did unbelievably stupid things. But when we go into it, I'll explain that it's not, even though it appears stupid on the surface, there are subconscious reasons that explain their behavior.
All right. Well, let's get to the list here. You got me sitting on the edge of my seat. I want to know who the top 10 celebrities that made your list for 2008.
I'd like to start with the top, just so we can spend a little bit more time on the ones at the very top. And, you know, some of your listeners will know Mindy McCready, who, you know, is a country and western star, hasn't had a hit since 2002, but her life has been continually been taking a beating, and she's been going down, particularly since 2005. Here is a woman who's made three attempts on her own life.
Wow.
And, you know, she's had so much trouble with the police. She's, she even got charged with drugs without a prescription. But the worst part is that, you know, it was only about a month ago that she admitted on TV that she had an underage affair with married baseball player Roger Clemens. Mm-hmm. Then 3 weeks after that is when she makes another attempt on her own life. She's not getting the help that she really needs.
All right. We're down about 3 minutes, so time yourself accordingly. When being a psychologist, I mean, is this just they can't handle the fame and the fortune? I mean, what spawns this?
Basically, Russ, what happens is that it's not just that you can't handle the fame and the fortune. Money and power simply makes you more of who you are. So it brings out the real you. And for a lot of celebrities who have a lot of success, I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but deep down underneath, they often don't think they deserve it, or they still think they're an imposter. But I know you're short on time, so let's go to number two.
Go.
Amy Winehouse.
Yeah,
She had a bad year last year. She is starting to get a bit better now, possibly because she finally split up with her husband, because she and her husband were bringing each other down because of destructive behavior. Number three, Plaxico Burress. Here is a guy that's acting out of, you know, this is an act of sheer stupidity. A guy, as well as, you know, a sense of delusion where, you know, he's got a gun. He doesn't know how to use the gun, let alone do we know if he's licensed. Number four is what you're talking about, all the politicians, you know, Governor Elliot Spitzer, John Edwards, Tim Marnie. All of these people are engaging in lies, corruption, betrayal, cheating, fraud, etc. And this is what I call the sort of the secret desire syndrome, where someone like Spitzer says, I'm going to rid the city of corruption. But what he's rallying against is something that he subconsciously desires. So he's saying, I'm going to rid the city of, you know, prostitution and corruption, but he's engaging in it. Number five, the Hogan family. This is what I call the curse of the reality show. Hulk Hogan himself has admitted, you know, this show took a toll on my family. I do believe, though, that Brooke Hogan is going to come out strong. I think that she's going to go on and do bigger things in music. I think she's going to end up helping other people through all the things that she's learned. Number six, David Duchovny. Now, I mean, think of this, Russ, how weird this is.
What was it, a sex addiction, they claimed, or something like that? Or?
Sorry?
Was it a sex addiction, he claimed?
A sex addiction, yes. So he's playing a role on TV where he's a sex-obsessed writer. Then in real life, he says, I have a sex addiction. I'm obsessed with sex. Now he's come back for a third season after doing rehab. It could easily reignite his sex addiction. Another one, Anthony Raffaele Follieri, who was the boyfriend of Anne Hathaway. He's a guy who said, I've got connections to the Vatican, and he basically ripped people off investors to the tune of millions of dollars. Well, now he's inside a cell. He doesn't have his, you know, $35,000 a month apartment. And then you go to people like, you know, Christian Bale or Kanye West. People have problems with violence. Kanye West has had scuffles with photographers in two airports, one in Los Angeles and then one in the UK. Number 10, and this is someone that is another sweetheart, a beautiful soul, is Heather Locklear. And Heather has made so many poor decisions about who she's married. You know, twice she's been married to rock stars, Tommy Lee Jones.
Yep.
She also went with Richie Sambora. And these are people that don't ground her. They don't give her support. They don't give her help. And, you know, she's been through rehab just recently. She's had problems with alcohol, with anxiety, with depression. She's come out and said, well, I've learned a lot. I don't know what that means. I mean, does it mean that she's got a better relationship with people around her? Does it mean she has a better relationship with herself? I guess, Russ, the main thing I want to say to all your listeners is what I teach my clients, be they high-profile or celebrity, or the everyday person like you and I, is to say nothing outside of you can make you feel better inside.
Very good.
Meaning no amount of money, no amount of power, no amount of wealth, no amount of fame will fill the inner emptiness. If you don't like yourself, if you don't feel good about yourself, if you don't feel you deserve the success, if you don't feel you're authentic or real, you feel like you're an imposter, or you're hiding behind a mask.
Dr. Juanes, we're out of time this morning, but you started the conversation off with it. Money doesn't change you, it reveals who you truly are, and I do believe that's true. Give us your website. People want to get this list and find out more about you.
PatrickJuanes.com.
PatrickJuanes, W-A-N-I-S.com. Yes. We thank you for your time this morning. From
Thanks,
Miami.
Russ.